Welcome to Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Atlanta Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting third. The left fielder, Gene Heiser. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rob Sparing. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Stone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Steve Stone. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Gilbreth. Batting third. The third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Williams. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Dusty Baker. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Roland Offis. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Larval Blanks. Batting eighth. The catcher, Biff Pocoroba. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Niekro. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Phil Niekro. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday takes first base on ball four. Kessinger moves to second. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gilbreth catches it and throws to second with blanks covering, to double up Kessinger. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Monday moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a fly ball into left field. Heiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first, with Stone covering, for the out. Two outs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Braves. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Swisher moves to second. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone bunts towards the mound. Niekro fields it and throws to first for the out. Swisher moves to third. Sparing moves to second. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Swisher scores. Sparring scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Monday hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to third. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kessinger. The slide. Pokoroba applies the tag. Kessinger is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first, with Stone covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser is 0-1 in the game. Heiser hits a fly ball into right field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans juggles the ball. That's an error on Evans. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morales. The throw from Pokoroba and he is out, Gilbreth applying the tag. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-1 in the game. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Biff Pokoroba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pokoroba hits a fly ball into left field. Heiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-1 in the game. Garr hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-1 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Niekro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Swisher hits a fly ball into left field. Garr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Sparing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth is 0-1 in the game. Gilbreth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a pop-up beyond second. Trillo can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-0 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blank scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Munday for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 0-for-1 in the game. Office takes first base on ball 4. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-1 in the game. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sparing fields it and throws to first for the out. Office moves to second. One out. Biff Pocoroba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pocoroba is 0-for-1 in the game. Pocoroba takes first base on ball 4. Phil Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro is 0-for-1 in the game. Niekro bunts towards third. Sparing fields it and throws to first for the out. Office moves to third. Pocoroba moves to second. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-2 in the game. Garr is walked intentionally. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth is 0-for-2 in the game. Gilbreth hits a fly ball into left field. Heiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser is 0-for-2 in the game. Heiser hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morales hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Garr. Morales reaches second base with a double. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Trillo strikes out. Two outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Swisher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sparing hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to second. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 2 in the game. Baker strikes out. One out. Roland Offis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Offis takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to third. Williams moves to second. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0 for 2 in the game. Blanks strikes out. Two outs. Biff Pocoroba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pocoroba is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pocoroba hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Kessinger bunts in front of the plate. Pocoroba juggles the ball. That's an error on Pocoroba. Stone moves to second. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Monday hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-1, Cubs. Elias Sosa now pitching. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser is 0 for 3 in the game. Heiser hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baker. Heiser reaches second base with a double. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks misplays the ball. That's an error on Blanks. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Baker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 3 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sosa fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Ed Goodson pinch hits for Elias Sosa. Ed Goodson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodson strikes out. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Garr hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heiser who is chasing the ball. Garr reaches third base with a triple. Rod Gilbreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gilbreth is 0 for 3 in the game. Gilbreth hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Garr tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-2, Cubs. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Beard now pitching. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Swisher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar. Swisher reaches second base with a double. Rob Sparing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sparing is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sparing strikes out. One out. Jose Cardenal pinch hits for Steve Stone. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Swisher moves to third. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Swisher tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-2, Cubs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Monday takes first base on ball 4. Cardenal moves to second. Gene Heiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heiser is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Heiser hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Blanks fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Paul Ruschel now pitching. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Heiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-3 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roland Offis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offis is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Offis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larval Blanks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blanks is 0-for-3 in the game. Blanks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruschel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Braves 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Blanks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Thornton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar. Thornton reaches second base with a double. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0-for-4 in the game. Trillo strikes out. Two outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Swisher hits a fly ball into center field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 8, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Biff Pocoroba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pocoroba is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pokoroba hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Lum pinch hits for Mike Beard. Mike Lum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lum hits a fly ball into left field. Heiser settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Garr bunts towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 8, and Atlanta Braves, 2. Goodbye from Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta.